TARs and teachers together in many public sector jobs. Workforces have been reorganized to bring in workers on much lower rates of pay to do much of the job previously done by trained professionals on higher wages. I currently work in the criminal justice system. We have experienced a downgrading of our role and our wages while still doing much of the work that was done on a higher grade. My grade is totally undervalued. A family member works for the police and there has been a similar process there. This suits the employers in two ways. First of all, it is cheaper, and secondly, it creates the potential to divide and rule. An article appeared in issue 1051 written by a teaching assistant in Wales. Huge workload, low pay and unpaid hours, a day in the life of a teaching assistant. I'm a retired teacher. On reading the article, I can see that many of the problems faced by classroom assistants are also faced by teachers. Teachers are also paid pro rata. They get an annual salary which is then divided into 12 monthly payments. I used to get fed up explaining to people that we didn't get paid for long holidays, which were never that long given all the extra work that takes place during non-term time. Teachers also do not get paid for extra hours worked. When I was a teacher, we were paid for a statutory number of hours per year. But you could never do everything you were expected to do in that time. I regularly went into school for 7 a.m, worked through breaks, and left at 5 p.m. to cook dinner and look after my children. I was also a single parent, and then worked into the evening marking work, preparing lessons and writing reports. We also ran parents' evenings, rewrote curriculum, and organized extracurricular activities. Like TARs, teachers are dedicated and will step in to support struggling families, to ensure their child can go on a trip, provide clothes, dinner money and so on. A good teacher values the support from teaching assistants. I definitely did. Especially when I taught classes where 15 children were on the special needs register. We stress the common cause of teachers and teaching assistants. The blame for being low paid, overworked and undervalued lies with employers and the government. We should fight for proper funding for schools and unity in action to address issues common to teachers and teaching assistants, especially now the National Education Union organizes both. A Unison Union member, Sidington, Leicestershire,